Diana Furchgott-Roth. She's the senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She's also the director for the Center of Employment Policy. We've talked with Diana many times before, and we enjoy her insight. Diana, how are you?
I'm fine. It's great to be with you today.
Thank you so much. Diana is also a contributing editor for RealClearMarkets.com. The jobless rate rises to 9.2% in June. The president says that the economy has a long way to go, but we already knew that, didn't we, Diana?
We did. It has a long way to go.
What did you think when you first saw that 9.2% number for June?
Well, the first thing I thought was, well, wow, this must mean more people are going into the labor force. They've got encouraged. They're looking for jobs. But then I looked at the labor force participation rate, and I said, oh, boy, no, because people are leaving the labor force. It went from 64.2 to 64.1. So then I knew this was really bad news.
So, Diana, does that mean that there were more people looking for work and they just gave up?
People gave up looking for work. Exactly, yes. We've had a steady downward trend of people looking for work over the past year. A year ago, the labor force participation rate was 64.7. Now it's down to 64.1. That's not only that the unemployment rate is high, but more people have given up.
Hiring slowed to a stagnant pace last month, pushing the unemployment rate up for the third consecutive month and raising questions about whether the economy has what it takes to climb out of this postseason slump. The president and the Congress have been meeting the key members from both sides of the aisle, Diana, trying to find some resolution for this debt ceiling. How much is that a factor on this job? On the jobless rate?
I don't think the debt ceiling is a factor on the jobless rate. What's potentially a factor on the jobless rate is the regulatory constraints that we have right now. The president could call up his Secretary of the Interior and say, why don't you issue more of these drilling permits for deep water in the Gulf? These permits have been at a standstill for a year and a half since the BP oil spill. He could call up the Environmental Protection Agency administrator and say, why don't we hold off regulating carbon, putting additional regulations on until the unemployment rate has gone down 2 or 3 percentage points. He could call up the acting general counsel of his National Labor Relations Board and say, why are you stopping Boeing from building and using this new plant in South Carolina that you just built? He could do any of those things. These would all help employment. It would help the employment situation and confidence, but he doesn't.
Why do you think that is?
Because, well, I can't ascribe any motives to our president. I don't know why.
Do you foresee any of what you just named happening in this calendar year?
I don't know. I find it easy to foresee the past, but the future I have more trouble with. I don't know, but if I were president, this is what I would do. I would look for all the regulations, everything my cabinet secretaries were doing that's impeding job growth, and I tell them to lay off. I mean, you know, this is just a phone call allowing more drilling, more deep water permits in the Gulf. We have thousands of people unemployed there. Why the National Labor Relations Board has to attack Boeing, which is creating thousands more jobs in South Carolina, and because it has a backlog of 800 Dreamliner aircraft. Did you know that if Boeing had gone to China, the National Labor Relations Board wouldn't be after it to close down its plant because it wouldn't have any authority over it? But here's a company that wants to expand here in the United States, and it is getting treated like dirt.
Diana Furchgott-Roth is the senior fellow for the Hudson Institute. Thanks so much, Diana.
It's great to be with you. Have a wonderful week.